We begin our weekly Vent Stay segment, your chance to vent your spleen politely on topics in the news. This week's topics are Cover Oregon, what to do with that damaged website, and daylight saving time and how you feel about that. Join us on the exchange. Get your dialing fingers and keyboard hands ready. 800-838-3760, anywhere in the listening area. In the Rogue Valley, 541-552-6782, or by email, jx@jeffnet.org. Let's start with Cover Oregon. It's something of a national joke now. It is the last of the healthcare exchanges offered by the states to be able to sign people up through its website. It still can't do that, though insurance agents can now work through the online portal. Bear in mind, the healthcare.gov website, the official federal Obamacare site, had similar issues when it opened for business, but that site is now able to sign people up online. The Federal Government Accountability Office announced last week that it will audit Cover Oregon. Congressmember Greg Walden asked for the GAO action. This is a tough position for a state where the governor is himself a physician and a huge proponent of health care reform. And Cover Oregon is certainly no help to him, John Kitzhaber, while he's running for re-election. So what do you think? Should the state stay the course and work to fix Cover Oregon? Is it fixable? Can it actually do the things it was designed to do? Should the state of Oregon simply shut the site down and let people sign up through the federal health care exchange at healthcare.gov? And while we're here, who should get the blame for the meltdown? Lots of fingers get pointed or got pointed about Cover Oregon. A couple of managers did quit, but the governor insists he was not informed of the severity of the problems. What do you think about Cover Oregon, its future, and its handling? 800-838-3760, anywhere in the listening area. In the Rogue Valley, 541-552-6782. Our email address, jx@jeffnet.org. Topic two on this Vents Day is daylight saving time, our annual shift to keeping the sunlight further into the evening. Aside from the issue of running all over the house and setting the clocks and watches ahead, then doing the whole process in reverse in 8 months, there's the why factor. Why are we doing this? Is there really a value in having less light in the morning and more in the evening? Weigh in on this. Do you want to keep daylight saving time, or should we junk it? Should we keep it permanently, maybe? If we keep it, are you okay with when we make the change? Forward in early March, springing forward in early March, falling back in early November? Does it make any difference in energy use or activities for you? Daylight saving time and Cover Oregon, the topics on this Vents Day. 800-838-3760. In the Rogue Valley, 541-552-6782. Email address is jx@jeffnet.org. Let's start with Scott in Talent. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vents Day.
Hi, thanks. It seems to me the problem with Cover Oregon is not necessarily the website, but it's the entire organization. I applied on December 5th, and I think it was just yesterday I got the actual welcome package for the kids who are on Cover Oregon. I had to buy my own. But I imagine they must be working as hard as they can, but it's just been extremely slow. And I don't see that they're communicating very effectively. Just so, for instance, when they let me know that I wasn't eligible for a subsidy, they didn't just shoot me an email. Someone had to call me at like 8 o'clock on a Saturday morning, which seems really inefficient to have to call everyone and just to give them some very simple information. And so that's been my frustration, is just that they must be extremely understaffed and are not able to do things very quickly.
It's interesting, too, that they called you on a Saturday morning, because I know that I've seen that if you choose to call Cover Oregon back about issues you may have with paperwork, it has to be Monday through Friday, 8 to 5.
Yeah, and I was driving in the mountains of California, and I had to pull over somewhere and hope that I could actually talk to them, because I was afraid that if I lost them, that would be it. I wouldn't be able to get the information I needed. And so it was just a little bit bizarre. I couldn't understand why they were doing it that way.
It sounds like you like the idea of Cover Oregon, but not the execution that you've seen so far.
No, the execution has been terrible. And, you know, they told us if we applied by December 15th, we'd get something. But, I was way early, and it didn't happen that way. And
right. So is anybody in your household uncovered now because of the wait from Cover Oregon?
No, as far as I know, we're covered finally. But, you know, they called me in the middle of February and told me, your kids were covered 2 weeks ago. But meanwhile, if I had known that, I could have gotten my insurance from the private carrier prorated and taken them off that insurance earlier.
Oh, right, which would have saved you some money. You could have gotten a check back, perhaps.
I think so. I think I'm not 100% sure, but I think so.
All right. So All right. Thanks for sharing the experience, Scott. Good to hear about that, even if it's not the most pleasant of experiences. That was Scott in Talent. This is Vents Day on the Jefferson Exchange. You can vent your spleen politely on topics in the news. The topics this week cover Oregon, the healthcare exchange for the state of Oregon, and what to do about it and its myriad problems, and our other topic, daylight saving time. And is it something we really like, really want to keep, want to think about having more of, or something we don't want and want to get rid of? Join us on the exchange on Vents Day at 800-838-3760, anywhere in the listening area. Our Rogue Valley local number, 541-552-6782. Our email address, jx@jeffnet.org. Dennis in Eugene, welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vents Day.
Hi. Say, I wanted to make a comment about Cover Oregon, I guess. The website that we have is sort of irrelevant. In fact, I think it's totally irrelevant. And in fact, I think the federal website's totally irrelevant.
In what sense?
Well, what we actually did is we passed a new health care program for the United States. That's what has actually happened, and the Congress Senate passed a bill, the President of the United States signed it, it went to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court said it's okay. So now we have this all-new healthcare system in America that says no matter who you are, if you're an American citizen, you get healthcare at an affordable price to you.
Mm-hmm.
And so all... What basically all the debate now is about is how it's going to be delivered. And if you're a conservative, you want it delivered one way, and if you're a liberal, you want it delivered another way. But in reality, if you're a guy who needs to have your appendix out or your gallbladder removed, you don't give a damn. You're going to the hospital, and it's going to get out of there because it has to happen. And then everybody gets to fight about how they get paid. And so I think that basically we've had this new healthcare system in play for about 6 months. We've never had anything like this in the history of the United States. And within 2 or 3 years, everybody will have what they need and be getting what they want, basically. Nobody ever gets everything they want. And I think it's all this noise we're hearing is just politics and media.
So it's a bumpy start, is what you're saying, and we'll smooth out over time, and in 2 or 3 years, we won't even remember this part of it.
Yeah, well, just think how complicated this is. This is something we've never done in the history of our country.
Mm-hmm.
And with it didn't even get implemented supposedly until November. This is the beginning of March, and everybody's upset because everything isn't perfect. How many millions of people are in the United States? How many millions of different every person in the United States has their own health situation that they're dealing with. I mean, if you're 26, under 26, you don't have to worry. You're already covered.
You're on your parents' plan.
If you're poor, you're already covered. If you're on Social Security, you're already covered. If you're on military vet, you're already covered. I mean, if you have your business gives you insurance, you're already covered. So I don't get what the big deal is.
Right.
If you need health care, go get it and let the other people fight about how they're going to get paid.
All right, Dennis, thanks for the long-term perspective. Appreciate that. Let's go to Paul in Grants Pass. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vents Day. We're talking about Cover Oregon and what to do about it and daylight saving time.
Well, good morning. First of all, Cover Oregon, Potemkin's Village. You know the story of Potemkin's Village, right?
Where the Russian, was it an admiral, set up these little villages to impress Catherine the Great, and they really weren't real villages?
Exactly. That's exactly what happened with Cover Oregon, and criminal charges should be applied to the people who committed the fraud.
Wait, there's a difference here, though, because the Potemkin villages were a deliberate deception. Are you saying Cover Oregon was a deliberate deception?
It sure smells like that to me, and I'm a compliance and enforcement officer.
But what would be the benefit in putting up a website that didn't work and a healthcare exchange that people couldn't access online?
Because the people were the people who were behind this were making their money by having the deliverables and knowing that if they weren't delivering, they would be fired. I'm to the left of Gandhi. Uh-huh. I'm to the left of Gandhi. I really am. And I'm so angry about this whole situation and this whole violation of public trust. Now, was it our elected officials? Was it people within the bureaucracy? Absolutely not. This was an outside contractor that was perpetrating this.
Oracle. Mm-hmm.
And the people out of California. And the long and the short of it is whoever was delivering that knew they were blowing smoke and mirrors and knew that they didn't have something that was deliverable and were presenting that as done, completed equipment. In my mind, that's fraud. Whether it rises to the criminal level or not, you know, that's for a court to decide.
Certainly is a couple of good textbooks for management school in how not to do things. I mean, in the ways that not only did things not get executed, but the fact that that there are so many people who seem to be in a position, right up to the governor, saying, well, I wasn't informed about what was going on. They were telling me that things were fine.
Exactly. And the people that were administering it were being razzle-dazzled. Okay, pure, simple fraud. Fraud is the hardest thing to detect without actually, you know, going in and doing an absolute verification time and time and time and time again. You know,
right.
I deal with that. Now, daylight savings time. All I can say is, hooray. I had Ted the Turkey move in a little before Thanksgiving last year, and I named him Ted the Turkey, and it was a mistake. His true name was His Excellency Theodore the First, ruler of the Roost. And if I was 10 minutes late getting the food out to him first thing in the morning on my way to work, it was gobble, 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 gobble. He hasn't figured the time change out yet.
He's still doing it by the daylight hours.
Right. So I'm a happy camper with daylight savings time. It's nice and peaceful at the house.
All right. Thanks for the call, Paul. Always good
to talk
to you. Let's go to Mark in Reading. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vince Day.
Good morning. Well, I'm unqualified to speak on Cover Oregon, so I will speak on daylight saving time. I'm glad you made it the singular rather than the plural, because it isn't the plural. And I think it's really a waste of time in all senses.
Mm-hmm.
It, you know, the reason we have standard time is because when railroads came in, they needed something that worked better for them than sun time, which is what everybody used at the time.
Yeah, I understand that the wall of the Pittsburgh Depot back in the 19th century had 18 different clocks for the destinations that trains were going to before there were time zones.
It might well be. I wouldn't know. But at any rate, shifting the clocks 1 hour is meaningless. It makes no difference in economic sense either. They've done studies on this, from what I understand, and found that daylight saving time saves nothing other than, you know, people thinking that they're getting up an hour later than they really are.
Right. So you're all for ditching daylight saving time and just being on standard.
It could disappear immediately, and it would bother me not at all.
All right. Thanks for that, Mark. Appreciate it. Let's go on to Brad in Ashland. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vince Day, Daylight Saving Time, and Cover Oregon, our topics.
Thanks. Briefly on Cover Oregon. It's just embarrassing and kind of sad that Oregon, which is doing a good-hearted attempt to cover people medically, has to have this thing come out so badly. So I'm disappointed about that, but I'm not accusatory of anyone in particular, because I don't know. But on the Daylight Savings Time, I have always kind of resented daylight savings time. It seems like they're jacking our minds around and our bodies around as well. Now that we understand that we're subject to circadian rhythms and we have a natural order of when we wake and sleep and a number of other of our biological functions are built into that circadian rhythm, it seems to me our time systems ought to serve that rather than make our bodies serve some abstract time system that doesn't make any sense and jerks us around twice a year. We have to change our circadian patterns because of this the system. And then one final comment about it. If it's going to be there, I wish in the fall they would go ahead and leave the time unchanged until after Halloween, because every Halloween, all these kids are suddenly out on the street in the dark, and it's suddenly dark because of the time has changed. and it's more dangerous for the kids getting hit and stuff.
It does. It actually does not change until the first Saturday in November now, so we do have Halloween.
Oh, that has that's been fixed.
Well, that's the other thing for us old-timers to try to keep track of is the fact that it used to be from April to October, first weekend in each month, and now it's expanded from the first weekend in March to the first weekend in November. So it's actually 4 months we're on standard time.
Yeah, and it may have been put in place because of certain purposes which are now dated. So I wonder if we shouldn't change it. And when we change it, pay attention to our circadian rhythms. Why are we making kids get out of bed and go into school so early in the morning if that's not a natural function? Shift the time slightly.
All right. Thanks for that, Brad. Appreciate it. We have a little time left to take additional calls here on Vents Day, 800-838-3760, 541-552-6782, by email jx@jeffnet.org. Since I've already used the term us old-timers, there are those of us who can also remember that during the energy crises of the mid-70s, there was a daylight saving time adoption, it is singular, right in the middle of winter, in the idea that we would be able to use less electricity, burn less gasoline, because we had daylight saving time. But then I remember going to school, and school started at 7:30 at my high school in Connecticut, and it was pitch black out there. It was just amazing. Let's see. We have an email here from Jacob in Gold Hill. He says, I'm all for daylight saving time. I've never understood why so many people have trouble with it. And on the other item, since I already have medical insurance, I've not had to use the new program, Cover Oregon. I'm totally supportive of Cover Oregon and the governor. Obviously, the governor needs to fire the software company and get some better people. All big programs have birth defects. Look back on the early days of Social Security and other programs. This mirrors what Dennis said earlier. It's still early in the healthcare game. Not that people shouldn't be upset at the loss of millions of dollars and the not functionality yet for the public of the Cover Oregon website. Joe in Talent has the final email here. He says, the insurance companies have had decades to refine fleecing us. It'll take time to sort it out and give us a better system. Patience. So another counseling for a little longer perspective on the fact that, yes, Cover Oregon is still fairly disastrous in the sense that it is not yet a portal that people can go to and choose their own health insurance. Agents can make use of the site, and you can get some materials back via your agent from the site, but it's still not a direct sign-up on Cover Oregon. Much more will be said about Cover Oregon, particularly because, of course, this is on the watch of Governor John Kitzhaber, who is up for re-election this year. So we'll be talking about this a whole lot more, I'm confident. Daylight saving time, we probably won't talk about this again until November, I'm thinking. Thanks for joining us on Vents Day here on the Jefferson Exchange. That'll do it for Hour 1.